Oh my god, it's 8:07 a.m. Friday the 19th of April. Normally this is when I go shopping, and it is when I'm going shopping. So, wow, what a morning. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to a very rapid episode of the Free Neville Goddard podcast. Ready? Love is the fire that melts the ice. Write that down, just for fun. Neville Goddard did not say that, but I just did. Because love is the fire that melts the ice. You know that seeming solid stuff. Did you know ice actually vibrates pretty damn fast? Because it's condensed, it's solid. Water doesn't vibrate nearly as fast. And clouds just are cloudy. Meanwhile, stone, water, and wine. Stone, the apparent facts of the world. This is why, what it is. This is what it means. Can we call that torture? I'm not a fan of ice, by the way. I'm not a fan of slipping on it, eating it, putting it in my whiskey. Just not a fan. Stones. You can throw an ice ball. We used to do that as kids. You'd make an ice ball and you'd try to bean somebody with it. And anyway, I didn't realize it was ice. Radio. God, the dumb shit we can do as kids. Meanwhile, stone, wine, water. Water is the psychological principle. Right? You can learn all about this. You can get free nuggets from the podcast. You can join us at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. You can get some goodies at the store. NevilleGoddardStore.com. Crass commercial, right? But you've got to apply. You've got to explore. Don't just make this a bumper sticker. Let it become a way of life. So many people, they settle for the bumper sticker. Boy, they can quote it. They can debate it. But you've got to apply it. Let's talk about wine, baby. Wine. The spirit. Anyway. Love is the fire that melts the ice. What you are is love. Are you being lovely? Are you being loving? Only you know. I can hear anything as an opportunity to love. I can hear anything as an opportunity to teach. When I'm in the state of happy, loving teacher. But one of the reasons why I built love into my three cardinal states, manifestingtothemax.com. One of the reasons why I built that in like that is this. What we are is love. Seems like I'll say it this way, just to piss some people off. Seems like every valid spiritual tradition takes you back to that. What you are is love. The thing is, are you going to be functional? Happy loving teacher gives me the capacity to be functional as a lover. Love. Because when you get how much I love you, you get why I share the truth about you is what sets you free, not some freaking numbers. Not some chanting, not some words. It's imagining lovingly. You see, every day you give yourself gifts. We'll just call them desires. And when a desire comes up, that's the time to accept it in its fullness. How do you do that? I'd suggest that you do ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Give yourself a gift. The gift of $1 a day is what it costs. $97 90-day program. You see, I'm giving both of us a gift right now by just pointing out the absurdity of waiting. I got a guy halfway through the course right now. He waited for 3.5 years. See, I look up this stuff just for fun. And I ask why. And he don't know. It's $1 a day. Takes 10 minutes. Anyway, if that's not your gig, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Get some goodies. Just to entertain me. Because love is the fire that melts the ice. How much coldness, how much hardness do you have in your life that you don't want? When the world seems cold, when the world seems hard, that's ice. And love, what you are is the fire that melts the ice. And I'd love to explore that with you the way that I do. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably would enjoy my style. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't enjoy it, I'm often fascinated by that, by the way. Because every now and then I will get some hate mail, and it's like, let me ask you a question. Why do you listen? If I irritate you, why do you keep listening? And I'll say, well, between all the crass commercials and swearing and all that stuff, you do give some gold. I said, yeah, nice. So if love is the fire that melts the ice, you know, there's waves in the ocean of fun. You can surf or you can struggle. Why swim against the tide when you can surf the waves? Anyway, love is what you are. Notice right now is what you're doing. Are you being loving and lovely in a fun and functional way? Or not? All right. Let's imagine up something lovely right now, shall we, as we go into the silence. You want to know what I do whenever we do that? What I do when we do that is I look around and I just notice, by the way, what comes to mind? What do I see? How can I imagine lovingly? Right now, I just imagine lovingly for the cars. Actually, for the people driving the cars, down the road, going to work, sitting in traffic. Why not? Because that used to be me. And I ain't no better than them. I ain't no better than you. I'm just some guy taking a journey, inviting you to notice you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. If you want to join us in what we do, I gave you some suggestions. And if you just want to say hi first or ask for something specific based on your needs, cool, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. My email's there. Drop me an email. If I don't email you back, drop me one again, because sometimes they get lost. And I'm here to help you get found. Because once you find the truth about you that sets you free, you stop doing silly shit. And you start enjoying the dance. Have a lovely day. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for commenting. You get that's a subtle hint. Share, comment. Why the fuck not? Ooh, I swore. See ya.